Talk Show 91, in association with Insomniac Productions Incorporated, now brings you the next chapter in The Adventures of the Super Nerd. As we join our super nerd, Keith, he is at school, busy studying with Helga for the state math competition taking place 2 days from now.
Okay, what's the derivative of 3x cubed minus 4x squared plus 2?
That's obviously 9x squared plus 8x. Come on, Helga, I've asked for a hard question. We don't want to be unprepared for the math competition. I've got a reputation to uphold. Everyone in school knows I am the best math student. They're all counting on me to represent the school here.
What the fuck are you talking about? Nobody in school gives a shit about the math test except the teachers. And even then, I think most of them are more concerned about getting paid overtime for chaperoning your fucking geekathon.
Shut up, Jack! You're just jealous because I'm clearly the obvious choice to lead our math team. Just like it's obvious that Cyclops is the best choice to lead the X-Men into battle against a world that isn't prepared for their awe-inspiring powers.
All right, from now on, you don't talk to me in public.
We'll see about that when they're putting my name on the School Hall of Fame. Helga, hand me my HP 48G with reverse notation and wireless laser optic data transferring capability, and let's get back to predicting the graphical location of vertical asymptotes.
Asymptotes? That sounds dirty.
Please, Helga, we're trying to study here.
2 days later, at the state math fair.
All right, teams, take your seats. As always, the competition will start off easy and get harder as we proceed. Team one, what is the formula for the volume of a cylinder?
That would be PIR squared times the height.
Correct.
We're going to wipe out these losers like the evil orcs of Mordor were wiped out by the elves of Lorien.
Please, son, no talking out of turn. Freaking nerds. Okay, team two, here's your question.
And so the contest begins. Each time, the teams are asked questions harder than the last round. Soon, it is time to move to the calculator portion.
All right, teams, after 10 rounds, we have a dead heat. The winner of this round will win the competition. Take your calculators and get ready. Team one, using your calculator, please determine the surface area of the space bounded by the planes x equal 3, y equals 2, z equals 17, z squared equal x squared plus y squared. You have 3 minutes to solve the problem.
Holy crap, Keith. That's a really hard problem. It's a good thing you brought your calculator.
Yes, Helga. The HP 48G with reverse notation and wireless laser optic data transferring capability is one of the finest graphic calculators available, if I do say so myself.
And a moment later,
the answer is clearly 5,734 units cubed.
Correct.
You're right, Keith. That calculator of yours was amazing.
Didn't I tell you, Helga? It's the veritable R2-D2 of the calculator industry. That's why I got it engraved with the name Astromech.
Ha! You call that a calculator? It's more like a Tiberian space freighter from the calculator industry. Ha ha.
Man, these Star Trek nerds piss me off. What are you talking about, dork?
I've seen a better calculating ability in the speak and spell. Huh? You want a real calculator? Try the TI-92.
I thought that was only a legend.
He's bluffing. He's about as likely to pull out Mjolnir, the hammer of Thor, as he is to have a TI-92.
Take a look at this. It has 3 keypad entry systems, analog cursor control, dual screen display, and multiple useful defined memory functions in the overhead graphic display interface as a standard feature.
All right, nerds, teams, let's continue. Team two, please find the roots of the complex polynomial lambda squared minus a plus d lambda plus a d minus bc equals 0. Then find the eigenvector.
Not a problem. With my TI-92, I'll just open up the split screen and set to work on the polynomial roots by factoring.
Hey, wait a sec. That calculator is not allowed.
What the hell are you talking about? Don't go crying to the judge because my mathematical genius will crush yours like the Death Star crushed Alderaan.
Apparently, you didn't read the rules. It clearly states on page 4, paragraph 6, no calculator with a QWERTY keyboard design shall be permissible in the competition as is comparable to the rules of the SAT and ACT testing practices. I'd expect to see this type of mistake from someone who has the intelligence of Jar Jar.
Well, he is right. I'm afraid that having that calculator does disqualify you.
Keith, we won!
Hooray!
Well, actually, in the case of a disqualification, the match is defaulted and nobody wins.
Well, at least we didn't lose.
Hooray!
Because of the draw, Keith doesn't have to risk embarrassment. It is reinforced that knowing the rules and following them all the time will not make you a loser.
I can't believe you ratted that kid out for not having the right kind of calculator.
Shut up, Jack! He wasn't following the rules, so he had to be penalized.
But the competition ended. It's not like you became a winner or anything.
Shut up, Jack! You're only jealous that our school didn't pick you to represent us.
Like I give a shit. Really.
Join us next time on Talk Show 91 when we bring you the next chapter in... The Adventures of the Super Nerd! Ah, yes, the uncut version that we can bring you after 10 p.m.
Wow.
So, speaking of after 10 p.m.